Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mamar by Avram Goldar and Dein Masechus Baba Basra Daf Ein Off, the fourth parak Hamurchus Abayis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one who sells a field, even if he sells it and everything in it, does not include its pit, wine press, or dovecot. It then records a machokas if the seller must purchase a derech for such assets. The Mishnah continues that all the exclusions from sales taught thus far are specific to sales, abobanosim matana, but with one giving a gift, nosin eskula, he gives it entirely. Even items which are not included in a sale by the term it and everything in it, such as carob and sycamore trees, pits and so on, are included with a gift. This is because all agree that a gift is given by Ein Yafeh, and even more generously than a sale is according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds every sale is made by Ein Yafeh. When brothers divide an estate, zach b'sanda, zach b'chula, when they acquire a field in the division, they acquire it fully, including everything usually excluded from sales. The same applies to one who acquires the estate of a ger who died without heirs. Point number two, Rafuna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, Yeshua Karka, he has the land beneath and around them. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that a sale is made Ba'in Yafa generously, that is only in cases like where he retains pits, the Wokamachashe Ba'ara, which do not harm the ground surrounding them, and the buyer can use his own property fully, of all Ilanos, but trees which harm the surrounding ground, the seller retains the land beneath and around the trees, because if he does not, the buyer could tell him when the trees die, Akor Ilanach, Shkol Vazil, uproot your tree, take it, and go. And point number three, the Gemara questions the assertion that Rav Huna's ruling is even according to Rabbi Kiva. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, lahikdish el charva murka v'satan shikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included. Hoyel v'yonkim yistei hekdish, because they are nourished from a field of hekdish. This proves that Rabbi Shimon holds one who sells land and retains trees does not retain their land, because if he does, ki kayanke medinavshe kayanke, when these trees are being nourished, they're being nourished from his own land, not land of hekdish. Therefore, the Gemara concedes at this point that Rabbi Kiva, who holds mocher ba'an yafa mocher, holds the same when one retains trees, and Rabbi Shimon follows his opinion. Rav Huna, who says the seller retains the tree's land, follows the Rabbanan that a sale is made ba'an ra. He teaches that even after the trees die, the seller retains the right to plant new trees in their place. On Daf Ayin Beis, this explanation of Rabbi Shimon is disproven, and the Gemara will revert to its original understanding of Rav Huna's ruling. So once again, the three points are: number one, the next Mishnah states, the one who sells a field, even if he sells it and everything in it, does not include its pit, wine press, or dovecote. It then records a machokas if the seller must purchase a derech for such assets. The Mishnah continues that all the exclusions from sales taught thus far are specific to sales, abobanosim matana, but with one giving a gift, nosin eskula, he gives it entirely. Even items which are not included in a sale by the term it and everything in it, such as carob and sycamore trees, pits and so on, are included with a gift. This is because all agree that a gift is given by Ein Yafeh, and even more generously than a sale is according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds every sale is made by Ein Yafeh. When brothers divide an estate, zach b'sanda, zach b'chula, when they acquire a field in the division, they acquire it fully, including everything usually excluded from sales. The same applies to one who acquires the estate of a ger who died without heirs. Point number two, Rav Huna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, Yeshua Karka, he has the land beneath and around them. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that a sale is made Ba'an Yafa generously, that is only in cases like where he retains pits, the Wokamachashe Ba'ara, which do not harm the ground surrounding them, and the buyer can use his own property fully, of all Ilanos, but trees which harm the surrounding ground, the seller retains the land beneath and around the trees, because if he does not, the buyer could tell him when the trees die, Akor Ilanach, Shkol Vazil, uproot your tree, take it, and go. And point number three, the Gemara questions the assertion that Rav Huna's ruling is even according to Rabbi Kiva. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, lahikdish el charva murka v'satan shikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included. because they are nourished from a field of hektish. This proves that Rabbi Shimon holds one who sells land and retains trees does not retain their land, because if he does, when these trees are being nourished, they're being nourished from his own land, not land of hektish. Therefore, the Gemara concedes at this point that Rabbi Akiva, who holds mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, holds the same when one retains trees, and Rabbi Shimon follows his opinion. Rav Huna, who says the seller retains the tree's land, follows Rabbanan that a sale is made ba'ayin ra. He teaches that even after the trees die, the seller retains the right to plant new trees in their place. On Daf Ayin Beis, this explanation of Rabbi Shimon is disproven, and the Gemara will revert to its original understanding of Rav Huna's ruling. All right, so now we get our Simmer Daf Ayin Aleph, and this Simmer was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-R. A donkey going E-R, so here goes. The children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land, which the seller kept for himself. As they came close to see the land, the donkey owner was Maknish, which included a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore. Once again, slow motion. The children on the donkey rides, that must be more on Daf Ayin Aleph, E-R. The children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner, which reminds us, all agree a matan is given by Ayin Yafa even more than a sale, and therefore include carob and sycamore trees, which are excluded when one sells a field and everything in it. So, the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land, which a seller kept for himself, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, yeshul karka, he has the land beneath and around them. So the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land which a seller kept for himself. As they came close to see the land, the donkey owner was Makdish, which included a grafted carob tree and prune sycamore, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, well, hiktish el charva murka basadna shikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and prune sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a brace, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included, because they are nourished from a field of hektish. So once again, the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land which a seller kept for himself. As they came close to see the land, the donkey owner was Makdish, which included a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara, Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The man who bought a chutzer to host a grand family barbecue, that must be more on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The man who bought a chutzer to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaMoicher es ha-chatzer macher batim boros shichin ma'aros. One who sells a courtyard automatically sells the houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults in the chatzer, avolos metaltim, but not the movable items there. If he said, hu v'chom ha-shvasocho, I'm selling the chatzer and everything in it, then all metaltim used exclusively the chatzer are included. So the man who bought a chatzer to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazak on the nearby sand field for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Marchu Achulsis Matsula, if one sold to another both a sand field and a riverbed, Hichzik Bechulsis Lokan Matsula, if the buyer made a kinyan chazaka on the sand field, he has not yet acquired the riverbed, or vice versa, even if they are adjacent to each other. Since there are distinct properties, a chazak on one does not acquire the other. So the man who bought a chutzer to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazaka on the nearby sand field for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, but was relieved that the seller of the olive press said he's selling it and everything in it, so at least they would have olive oil for their salad. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists what is sold together with an olive press: the pool, which holds the olives, the crusher, which is the mortar where they are first crushed, and the maidens, which is the cedar poles which support the beam which presses the olives, are sold with the olive press. However, he does not sell the pole, wheel, and beam, which are portable. If he said, I'm selling hu v'chom ha-shvasocho, it and everything in it, these items are also sold. Daf Samaches. So the similar Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, its bathhouses, but not the slaves, which reminds us, the next mission states, Hamocher Seir, one who sells a city, Macher Batim Boroshichim Ma'aros, he sells its houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults, as well as its bathhouses, dovecotes, all presses, and Beisha Shalachim, which is defined later as either fields requiring irrigation or gardens. If he says he's selling it, and everything in it, even if there were animals and slaves in the city, they're included in the sale. The Gemara continues with the discussion whether this proves slaves are considered like metaltelin or not. So the wealthy man who bought Tzchach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled. It also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries, which reminds us, in the Mishnah from Shimon Gamliel said, the one who sells a city automatically sells the santer. In Babel, they said that this means bar machvanisa, a town clerk, meaning a slave who keeps records of the boundaries of people's properties in the city. Shimon ben Avtuma said it means bage, the fields surrounding the city. So, the wealthy man who bought Tzchach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled it also included the town court to keep records of property boundaries and the surrounding field, which included the stones he'd use to weigh down the cut Tzchach on windy days. Which reminds us, the next mission states about one who sold a field, Marcus Avanim Shehem Asarcho. He sold the stones, which are for the field's needs, which the Gemara will define. Daf Samech Tes. So, the Simon Daf Samech Tes raises the soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Simon. So, here goes. The chimney sweep, that must mean one daf samach tes, soot. The chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that avanim she'en l'sarcha, stones for the needs of the field are sold with the field. In Bavel, this was explained as avni dakba, stones for weighing down harvested grain to keep it in place. Ul explained it as avanim hasudurus l'gader, stones arranged for building a fence around the field. So the chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale, by the seller saying, Aravidikle, which reminds us, one who sells a field automatically includes its trees in the sale, except for mature carob and sycamore trees. If he says, I'm selling you Aravidikle, land and palms, this means he sold two palm trees in addition to the land. Therefore, Yisle Dikle, if he has palms outside this land being sold, Yahavli Tre Dikle, he gives the buyer two of those palms. If he has none, he buys two palms for him to maintain his honesty, although the sale wasn't binding. If he has palms on which others have a shibud, he must redeem them by paying the debt. So the chimney sweep, who uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale by the seller saying, Aravidikle, held off from cutting branches off a tree to make a new brush, since it was excluded from the sale by the seller saying, Labar Medikla Panya, which reminds us, if the seller said, I'm selling you the field, Labar Medikla Panya, except for that particular palm, then if the specified tree is Diklatava, a good palm, which produces a normal amount of fruit, then he retained only that palm, but sold the rest. If it is a diklabisha, a bad palm, which produces less than a cup of fruit, then he certainly also retained those palms which do produce fruit. Daf Ayin, so the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. The eye doctor testing the patient by having him find their carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, which reminds us, Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Makarov Ploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Masadim Ploni, or except for that specific prune sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights, or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Shesh has answered that he does not acquire the other caribs either, and brings a proof. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a showman in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses, and I don't care that you have a shtar, which reminds us, Rav Amram asked Rav Chista, a mafkid etzel chaverel b'shtar, if someone left a pikadon with his fellow, and it's recorded in a shtar, and the nifkad says, I returned it to you, is he believed? Do we say, migudi boy, amr n'ansu, mehiman, since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident, and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it. Or can the mafkid reply, shtar chabiyadi, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. Rav Chista said the nifkad is believed. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a showman in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, "I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a star," and an investor arguing with you something about how much of an ISCA they must return, just the milva half or the bicadon half as well. Which reminds us, it was time to Bryce a star keys a yotzi al yosomim, a certificate of investment, which is brought against yosomim, meaning an ISCA investment, which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from the heir's estate. The Dayan Egoa said, Nishma v'gova kul. He swears he was never paid and collected fully. And the Dayan Eretz Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an ISCA is considered like a loan, and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected, since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the star. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuff to be learned metaltelin is not included in the sale of a chatzer? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we discuss if one who sold land and retained two trees for himself retains any land? That's on Duff. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we discuss if a shomer is believed to say he returned the bikadon if the mafkid is holding onto a star? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we discuss what is included in the sale of a city? That's on Duff. Samaches. Good. Number five. Which stuff do when Rabbi Shimon says one who's makdish a field is also makdish its carob and sycamore trees? That's on Duff. Ayin off. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we discuss what is included in the sale of an olive press? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number seven. Which stuff to discuss what the din is when a star of Iska is brought against orphans? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we have a machlokes if a daf shel nachtomim is susceptible to tumah? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we have a call that anything permanently in place like an attached mortar is sold along with a house? That's on Duff. Samachay. Good. And number 10, which of the one that all agree that a matana is given by an yafa, even more so than a sale? That's on Duff. Ayin Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.